Well, I asked, asking the Lord several things. He actually has given me parts of this over the past few weeks. Specifically asked him this morning what we need to know deep in our hearts about the resurrection. And I felt like the Lord said, I did it for us. I did it for us. And one of the things that he has been teaching me and showing me is that, you know, we talk about this to a degree that, yes, one of the main reasons, and the main reason that Jesus died is to restore us to the Father, to be the sin offering so that we could come and have a relationship with the Lord just like Adam did in the garden, is to commune with him. The resurrection, to commune with him. See, we were walking in death, walking in sin, walking in death, right? But when we come in contact with the living God, something happens. We're not just free from sin. We have this desire within us by the Holy Spirit to commune, to go a little deeper. I think what happens a lot of times, though, is we kind of get where we receive the cross. We receive that he died for our sins. But the reason why he left was to send a helper. And we know this because we're in a non-denominational church and we speak in tongues. But let me inform you about something else. It's not just about speaking in tongues. It is an ability to connect with the Father. We have the Holy Spirit simply to connect with him, to commune with him, to walk with him. See, a lot of times, you know, I used to pray this thing, Jesus, I want to be like Adam in the garden. I prayed those things, but you know what I realized is Adam only had a little bit. He didn't have the Holy Ghost inside of him, where suddenly in my mind, I'm like, oh my goodness, I know that. Why do I know that? Yes, I would love to walk with God in the cool of the day, and I would either even like to walk with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. That would be awesome. But the fact is that I have the Holy Ghost. I'm able to connect with him that the disciples did not have. Yes, they sat and they talked with Jesus. But you know what? In Luke 11, you don't have to turn there, just jot it down. Luke 11, the disciples asked Jesus, teach us to pray. And a lot of times I think we look at that and we're like, well, they didn't know how to talk. They didn't know how to pray. But you have to realize they knew how to pray. Instituted by Ezra in the Old Testament was the requirement for Jews to pray 3 times a day. The disciples knew how to pray, but they were crying out for something else. They saw Jesus praying, and then they said, teach us to pray like you. Teach us to commune with the Father like you. They didn't just want to know how to pray. They wanted to know how to commune. They wanted to know how to go a little deeper. This is what the resurrection has done. It has enabled me to commune with the living God. You know, one of the things that the Lord has me looking at is Job. The Lord spoke to me about reading Job with a different perspective. And we see in Job that God knew him. No. Not getting it. God knew him. God knew that it didn't matter what Satan threw, that his heart was so firmly planted in him that it didn't matter, that his heart would not turn. God knew him, and Job knew God. See, the thing about it is, what I like about it and what I really thought about was when Job would say his children would party and then he would make sacrifices just in case they did something. Just in case. His heart was to just simply make sure that they were okay with Jesus like he was. They were okay with God. He just wanted to cover them because he knew God. He knew him. Job was known by God. And so that's another thing about the Holy Spirit. This really wasn't, I'm completely kind of off my notes. Maybe, mostly. The thing is about the Holy Spirit, he makes us known. And he makes Jesus known to us. If you would, turn to Romans 8. Miss Wendy read this the other night on Wednesday nights. On Wednesday night, a couple Wednesdays ago. And this has like been my favorite chapter in the Word for a very long time. Romans 8:38. Most of us probably know this. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor demons, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor heights, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. The constant... Okay. The consistency we could have in our communion with him. There's only one thing that can separate me. I don't want to use that word, actually. One thing that can hinder connection. Is that better? One thing that can hinder connection is me. Hinder the communion that we have. Because see, the Holy Spirit is in us constantly talking, right? Constantly. In Romans 6:10, for the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you too consider yourself dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Because I have the choice on who masters me. I can either be mastered by sin, and that causes a hindrance in my connection. Or I can be mastered by the Holy Spirit. And see, his mastering is a little different than what sin is, right? Sin leads us straight to death. The Holy Spirit's goal, because he is considered the Spirit of life, is always to bring me life, even when it feels like it hurts a little bit. And mind you, it does sometimes. We, by the resurrection, have an amazing opportunity to constantly commune with the Father. Constantly commune. You know, I was in the shower the other day and I asked the Lord a question and he told me the answer immediately. Does that always happen? Unfortunately, no. But apparently, it works when I'm in the shower. He told me immediately the answer and I was like, Lord, I didn't even care about the answer because it was so quick. I was like, Lord, whatever it is in this moment that I can hear you so clearly, make it happen. In my heart and mind, every moment of the day, whatever it is, that hinders me from hearing you that quickly. Sometimes do I believe, yes, like in the word, we have to fight for the answer like Daniel did. But then there are moments, because of the Holy Spirit living within me, that there are moments that I don't hear him as clearly because other things are rolling around in my head. And that's discipline. And you know what? God is gracious and he has mercy. And he allows us to come to him. And he sees our weaknesses and he makes them strong. And sometimes for me, that is simply stopping. But that communion that we have with him, that's what I celebrate today. I celebrate that the living God, lives in me. He is our bridegroom. I have a definition of commune that I had on my phone, but I lost my phone. So if someone wants to look that up, dictionary.com for me. Somebody. I don't know where it went. It was funny, we were just talking about before. We were talking about to my niece about she misses her phone and it would be very devastating for her not to be able to find her phone. And we were saying that it wouldn't be the end of the world and all of this. And in her mind, it would be. And I just felt that a little bit of tinge of fear all of a sudden when I was sitting there going to video going on. I was like, where is my phone? And then I asked Jen to video. So, is this dictionary.com? Oh, here it is. I was like, I am not. It's the verb, not the noun that I was looking at. Anyways. Share one's intimate thoughts or feelings with someone or something, especially when the exchange is on a spiritual level. The purpose of praying is to commune with God. Feel in close spiritual contact with. I think that for me, the Lord is renewing something in me. He's renewing something in our relationship that I feel like I've laid down. And that only can be ignited out of me communing with him. So with all of us, there are things in our heart and in our lives that maybe we've laid down. And you know what? The cool thing about God is like, I love when he's like, you know what? That's been in you the whole time, but I'm just deciding to show it to you. And it's like a surprise birthday present that you didn't expect. And you know, I believe that we're coming into a season. Actually, I believe we're already in it. That communing with him is not simply coming to him and praying. Communing with him is engaging with him. It is a time that we can't be laxed in knowing our God. And we can't be laxed in him knowing us. He knows us, but you know what I mean. We can't get to a place or stay in a place where it's been okay to stay stagnant. You know, we were talking last night just about how our culture is so changing and how our children are growing up in a culture where there really are no absolutes. Even the Word of God has been so twisted that to fit our culture that we have to be willing to sit down and say, you know what, this is sin and this is not. You know, we read the words simply to know Him. To know Him. But to teach them, you don't... These are warning signs. The Lord warns us. The Lord shows us. There are specific things that He tells us to do, that He tells us not to do. Man, are you glad for those? You know what? If you would stand up. I'm not going to go much longer, but what I want to do is... I was telling the Lord that I sometimes being in this place, and I'm talking about this place, or me, this place, it is difficult sometimes. Sometimes it's not. My main goal Hear my heart. My main goal is when I leave from this place is that you and I know Him better. But not just that, but that we experience Him. I don't want to come into this place and not engage Him. I don't want to come into this place or be in this place and not say, you know what, this is who Jesus is to you and to me, and let's walk with Him in a deeper way, and let's love Him in a different way, and let's walk in everything that He has for us, that He bought for us on the cross, and let's walk in the communion that we have with Him. So, and I know sometimes we come into this place and we don't really feel like it. I get it. Matthew sure didn't want to come today. Took some convincing. He wanted him and Evan, who is also six, to stay home. But let's take a moment. Not that we haven't had moments earlier in the service, but take a moment to commune with Him. And this is what I mean in this moment. Not say a word. Not say a word. But to allow Him to speak something to your heart. Or you know what? Feel His embrace. Because He is alive. We could do that too. To feel Him and to know Him. To commune with Him. So as Jamie plays... just take a moment. Don't sing. Don't pray in tongues. Just stay there. And in the quietness of your heart, listen. Because He's speaking. Jesus, we are listening to You. We want to hear from You personally today, God. Commune with us as we come to commune with You. In Jesus' name.